I'd like to just, I'd say issue an apology, but I don't think it needs an apology. More so just kind of,
I forgive you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. No, just clear up something that happened last night, because I would say there are people who work in or around the budget car rental area outside Dublin Airport might have noticed some strange behaviour from me yesterday evening.
You were in Dublin Airport yesterday evening?
I was.
Okay.
Context. My aunt, she lives in Spain and she is in Ireland for work this week, but she flew over early to spend the weekend with me. On Friday, Saturday morning, she picked up a car from the airport. She could go around and visit some old friends over the weekend, but she had to drop the car back yesterday evening. Mm-hmm. I was in town anyway, so I said, let's time it up that you drop the car back. I leave what I'm doing around 6:30-ish, and I get up to the airport. I'll pick you up and bring you home.
Very nice.
Perfect. So I leave town.
That's very nice of you, because you're quite far away from the airport.
Yes. So I leave town and I ring her. No answer. I try her a second time. No answer.
Oh God.
Just straight to a Spanish voicemail. I was like, right, maybe it's some issue with phone network. I'll try her on WhatsApp. Serving her on WhatsApp. No answer.
Oh God.
And then I just send a quick text saying, just let you know I'm leaving town. Should be whatever, 40 minutes. No second tick.
See, I just...
So I go...
It's one of those things where I'm like, why do people have a phone?
I know. So I say, well, I need to get going anyway. We agreed on like 7-ish, give or take 10 minutes. So I type in, we never kind of discussed exactly where she was going to be. It was more like, there's a budget place at the airport. Like in my head, I was like, we'll be in touch. She can send me her location. Do you know, I never like crossed it with her beforehand.
It's inside the car park, I'm pretty sure.
Well, here's the thing. I just put into Google Maps, budget car rental. Didn't really look at it too closely. Tapped go on Google Maps and off I went. So as I'm driving up to the airport, I'm like, oh my God, is there one this close to Terminal 1? Mad. And I realise, oh, because I'm sitting in traffic for drop-off and it's taken ages because, you know, so many people doing drop-off and stuff. I realise, oh, you're after putting in the desk, which is inside Dublin Airport Terminal 1, which obviously she's not at.
Oh.
So that wasted like half an hour of me just trying to get through that traffic.
Sorry, I was really confused there for a second. Okay, I'm with you.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was bringing me to the desk inside the door. So I realised it was wrong.
Emma rocks in. Beep, beep.
Hello.
Woman crashes into Dublin Airport building.
Bear in mind, it's now about 20 past 7. We agreed on around 7. I still haven't heard from her.
Oh my God.
And now I've no idea where to go. So I pull in and start just Google mapping car rent places in or around Dublin Airport. And naturally, there's loads of them. Yeah. They're down every corner, down every back road.
I would kill this woman.
So then I discover, I said, okay, is there anything? She definitely said the word budget. So I was like, is there anything with budget? And yes, sure enough, on the way into the airport, you can swing a left down by the red car park and all that. Keep going, take a right, and you'll find them down there, right? But the problem is, once you pull up there, bear in mind, I still haven't heard from this woman, right? She's from Dublin, but hasn't lived here in like 30, 40 years.
Okay.
So doesn't know her way around that well. When you pull up, there are, in no particular order, 8 or 9 or more, different companies that she could be with.
Oh, for God. And they're all, are they not all in the same place?
They're all in the same place, but in a big long block of like an industrial estate, if you know what I mean.
Oh, for God.
So there's Payless Car Rental, Avis Enterprise, Sixt Returns, Budget, National, Thrifty, Hertz, all of these.
Oh my
so
God.
I say, I just assume at this point, I just assume her battery's dead. She's vulnerable. She's in Dublin. She's on her own. I don't know what she's going to do. I don't know where she is. She can't book a taxi if she's no phone. She can't pay for a taxi if she's no phone. I said, this is a disaster. So I individually drive into every single one of these car rental places. I turn off the car. I walk into the returns desk. Have a look. No sign of her. I get back into my car. I go out. I turn into the next one. I stop the car. I walk in to the place. Look for her.
If I am ever, ever in a bit of trouble, there is one person I'm calling and it's Emma Nolan.
I drive back out. The next one I can't get into because it's barriered. I double park, leave the hazards on, risk getting clamped, run in to find her. This
She's
goes
there.
On. I did, no. I went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 of them. They were all looking at me going, who is this weirdo? Was she just next door 2 seconds ago? I'm creeping around, looking through windows, looking in, looking at cars, trying to spot the car that she was renting for the weekend in the car park with hundreds of cars. I get back out. I'm just about to give up. I'm like, what do I do? Not give up on her, but like, I'm all out of ideas.
I would have given up when I couldn't get into the airport.
I was like, at what time do we realise it's pushing on a bit now? Because it's been now about 8:30. All of a sudden, my phone starts ringing. It's my auntie. I say, well, Joanie, all right. Sorry, I was late. I was chatting to a few people in Terran Ure I used to live with. I'm just arriving.
I've never in my life gotten so angry so quickly. And it didn't even happen to me. My blood was down here. It's now up here. I'm gonna go mad.
I haven't seen them in 20 years. I'm so sorry. We just got chatting. I'm just arriving now. Where are you?
Oh my God. I'd go mental.
She just like any other Irish person, just got chatting. Just got chatting. Didn't check her phone. Just got chatting, you know. Here's Damon Bala.
Oh my God, Joan.